Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. As regular listeners know, the Electronic Cottage is not normally a book or movie review venue. But now and then, we do notice something having to do with technology that others might find interesting in one or another of those media. That's the case today. So here are some thoughts about three recent films that listeners may find worth a trip to their local theater. The Imitation Game is a film about Alan Turing, who many would consider the father of modern computing. The primary focus of the film is on the time in Turing's life during World War II when he worked with the codebreakers at Bletchley Park in England to try to decipher Germany's Enigma code machine, something that he and his colleagues did manage to do. A feat which some, including Winston Churchill, feel was the key to the Allies defeating Nazi Germany, or at the very least, in shortening World War II by several years and millions of lives not lost. The mathematics and science involved in this work was quite complicated, and that part of the film is necessarily somewhat glossed over. But the work that was done by Turing and his colleagues was so important that its very existence, and Turing's part in it, were not revealed for almost 60 years, not even to save Turing from the prospect of going to prison for homosexuality, a threat that led to the death of one of the 20th century's greatest minds at the age of 41. 60 years after his death, his contributions to winning World War II were made public, and the Queen of England granted him a pardon for his conviction as a homosexual. But no one can tell what other contributions he might have made to mathematics and science and computing had he lived. Some great thinkers like to puzzle out problems by themselves. Albert Einstein was one. Some like to gather others around them and work with colleagues. Niels Bohr is a good example. Turing was certainly of the former type and desperately lacking in social skills. Today he might even have been considered autistic. The Imitation Game focuses a good bit on Turing's confusion about how to act as a member of a team. But however lacking in the ability to get along well with people, there's no question about his greatness as a mathematician and scientist. Interestingly, he was also a great runner, another field in which one can excel as an individual. Although the film doesn't mention it, he was ill on the day that he tried out for the British Olympic team after the war. What might have happened if he'd made that team and brought home a medal for Britain? We'll never know, but that public achievement may have saved him, which his work in helping the Allies win the war could not, because no one could know about it during his lifetime or for decades afterwards. Another film that focuses on a scientific hero is The Theory of Everything, a story about the life and loves of Stephen Hawking. As a young graduate student, Hawking was diagnosed with ALS and told that he had 2 years to live. In January of 2015, Stephen Hawking celebrated his 73rd birthday. For decades, Hawking has been in a wheelchair with no control over his muscles because of that disease. These days, he communicates thanks to an amazing piece of technology that allows him to control a computer with a twitch of a facial muscle, about the only muscle control he has left. In the film, this technology is shown only briefly, but that technology has been cutting edge as it's developed over the years, including with the direct involvement of Gordon Moore, founder of Intel and the person who Moore's Law is named after. While circumstances cut short the life of Alan Turing so that we'll never know what the world missed, Stephen Hawking's life is a sort of inverse mirror. He's lived 50 years longer than doctors imagined, and we do know what that extra time has contributed to our understanding of time, of black holes, of the universe that we all live in. Despite Hawking's amazing productivity and creativity, The Theory of Everything is really not a science story at all. It's a love story, with science creeping in around the edges. The movie is based on a book written not by Hawking, but by his first wife, Jane. The movie tugs at the heartstrings in all the best ways. If it were a story about a cattle farmer or a cable lineman, it might be just as poignant. But it's not about one of those folks. It's about one of the finest minds of the 20th century who happened to be trapped in a body that most people would have been happy just to survive in. Instead, we now have Hawking radiation. We have a brief history of time. We have rich additions to our understanding of the universe based on his work that continues to this day. The final film of the three is a documentary about another person who's had a huge impact on our lives and culture. Not yet, and perhaps not ever, for his contributions to science or technology, but because of his technical expertise and his willing to reveal to the rest of us what we otherwise would never have found out about. The film is Citizen 4, and its subject is Edward Snowden. Whether history sees him as a hero, like Turing or Hawking, is not clear now. But this film provides an opportunity for us to spend a good bit of time with him and to perhaps make a personal judgment about his morals, his intentions, as well as about the social and political impact of the revelations about mass surveillance and lying government officials that he brought to our attention. The footage in the movie was filmed over 8 days that Edward Snowden spent with three reporters in a hotel room in Hong Kong. Laura Poitras was one of those reporters, and she happens to also be a filmmaker, which is why this footage exists. Will this film convince us that we may one day feel that Snowden has done a service to us all, as Turing and Hawking have? Probably not, but it will certainly paint a picture of a man who is not crazy, not just out for himself, and who is extremely thoughtful and competent. So there we have it. Three films about three tech topics told as stories about three individual people. Here at the Electronic Cottage, we were glad to have had the opportunity to see all of them and are richer for it because, after all, trying to understand the impact that technology has on our lives is what it's all about here on this and on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.